Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
So a reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 39. The verses of a particular section from text 19 to 30 of chapter 39 of the Dasama Skanda. And this has been described by the Acharyas as the Viraha Gita, or Viraha Gita. And in these 12 verses, the Brajagopis are revealing the intense mood of separation, Viraha, Viraha, the burning fire of their separation, which is smoldering and about to erupt in volcanic proportions, because Akura has come to take Krishna and Balaram out of Nandagram to Mathura for this wrestling match at the behest of Kams, King Kams. So there's this whole mood of separation, and what happened to the not only the Braj Gopis but the whole of Brijvasis, how they felt after Akura took Krishna and Balaram out of Vrindavan, out of Nandagram. There's been many, many bhajans written in Bengali, also in Hindi, about this intense mood of Viraha Bhav. So we were looking up some verses in this book about a collection of verses here. And it's a very beautiful Vaishnava Padavali. It's written in, I suppose it's Bengali. Is written by Govinda Das Kaviraj. Govinda Das Kaviraj is one of the associates. He's one of the Asta Kaviraj. There are famous. There's eight famous Kavirajas in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, and they were associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kaviraj, as you can understand, Kavi means poet, and Raj means the king of, grand poet, Kaviraj, Govinda Das, and he wrote many songs, and he was living at the time of Lord Chaitanya. He was given the name Kaviraj by Srila Jiva Goswami. He was taking shiksha from Srila Jiva Goswami in Vrindavan, and his poetry and songs were so beautiful and so much full of tattva siddhanta and so much full of rasa and bhav that they were so satisfying to the mind and heart of all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And he was like the crown prince of devotional poetry. So Srila Jiva Goswami, he gave him the title Kaviraj, Vinodas Kaviraj. And he sang a song which I think most of you are very... He wrote a song which most of you are very familiar with. Do you know that song? Is anyone awake or anyone sleeping? Bajahure Mana. Who wrote that song? Does anyone know who wrote that song? Who wrote that song? Govindadas Kaviraj. Bajahure Mana Shri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charana Ravindare Abhaya Charana Ravindare Shri Lesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Of course, Srila Prabhupada, he sings this bhajan in this song, so you can hear so beautifully, poignantly sung, pure devotion. If one is fortunate enough to know Bengali, then he can buy the BBT, ISKCON BBT Bengali songbook, which is published in Mayapur, and there's 600 bhajans in that songbook. The general Vaishnav songbook that the BBT issues throughout the world, from Bombay and Delhi and other places, and Hindi and English, has about 60 bhajans, including Bajahure Mana Sri Nandananda. But this book is so popular, this Bengali songbook that they're publishing there in Mayapur, that all the Gaudiya Math, all the members of the Gaudiya Math and so many other Babajis and others, they come to ISKCON only to buy that songbook. Because it's such a wonderful songbook. 600 bhajans. Have you seen that songbook in Bengali? Have you seen? And so Govinda Das Kaviraj, there's about 25 bhajans of Govinda Das Kaviraj there. So this bhajan is also there. And this bhajan explains, because I want to churn a little bit more of this Viraha Samudra, this ocean of separation. Because this is so much anukul for bhakti, favorable to develop bhakti from our position. That's the whole idea of purva rag, developing intense mood of separation and love before meeting Krishna, before having darshan of Krishna, before realizing Krishna in the holy name. So this is called viraha bhajan, developing bhajan in a mood of separation. And this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught. So I wanted to read this, I just came across this. It's called Tuhu Se Rohili Madhupur. Tuhu Se Rohili Madhupur. Brajakula Akula Tukula Kala Rava Kano Kano Kori Jura. O Krishna Chandra, now you are staying very far away in Mathura, Madhupuri. But what is the condition of Vrindavan? All the Brijvasis, in great pain and distress of separation, are calling out, Kanu, Kanu, where are you? Even the birds in the trees are calling out, but there is no answer, only an echo. Kanu, 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 where are you, where are you, where are you, where are you? All are weeping and all are about to die. Yashumati Nanda Andasama Bhaite Sahase Utai Napara Sakagana Deno Vinorava Nashuniye Vichurala Nagara Bajara. Yashoda Maya and Nanda Baba are crying so much, it is as if they have become blind from crying so much and they can't see anymore. Nanda and Yashoda are only sitting and crying and crying. They have no strength. They are like skeletons, unable to even stand up because they are so weak due to separation from you. They are about to die because they are not cooking. For whom will they cook? Why should they cook? Because their son is not there. Why cook? There's no reason to make any food. So they're not eating. They're dying of starvation. And all the cows and your friends, where are they? Because they cannot hear you calling them on your flute. The marketplaces and the roads of Nandagram and Vrindavan are all deserted. No one is there. In other words, the roads are empty. The marketplaces are empty. Kusumotyajya ali shititale lutata tarogana malina saman mayurina nachata kapotina bolata kokila na karatahigan. Even the bumblebees, the ali, which were so busy collecting honey when you were here, they are now so upset at your departure that they have left the flowers. The bees are crying and rolling on the ground in the pain of separation. And Tarogan Malena Saman. Tarogan means all the trees, all the group of trees. All the trees look so drab and distressed. The peacocks are no longer dancing. Mayuri na nachata, kapoti na bolata. The pigeons are no longer singing. And the cuckoos, kokila nakaratahigan. The cuckoos are silent. They are not calling cuckoo, 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 cuckoo anymore. All are feeling so much pain of separation because you have gone to Madhupuri, Mathura. Virahini rai, viraha jwari jara jara, chodike viraha hutasha, sahaja yumona jala, agisamana bhela, kahatai govinda das. Virahini rai, rai, rai means rai. Srimati Radharani is burning up in the fever of separation, viraha jwari, in all directions, chodike. Dig means dig. You say dig. They say dig. You say char dig or whatever. This is chodike, four directions. In all directions, everyone is sinking in an ocean of separation from you. Even the Yamuna, whose waters are now made of the tears coming from the gopis, does not flow anymore. So what he's saying is, when you left Vrindavan and you are no longer engaging in Jal Keli, no longer sporting in the Jamuna, and no longer calling your cows down, Niri Niri, Niri Niri, come, Chuni Chuni, Tiri Tiri, Niri Niri means come, Niri Niri, oh Mata, Niri Niri, Chandani, Shavali, Davali, come, take water, Niri Niri, Chuni Chuni, Chun Chun, Chun Chun, drink the water, Tiri Tiri, come out to the bank. You're not calling the cows anymore. You're not playing there. You're not splashing with your friends. You're not engaging with the gopis. So what happened? What has happened to the Yamuna? The Yamuna has totally dried up because of the fire of separation. If you have some pot of water and you turn on the flame under it and leave it on for 1 hour, what happens to the pot of water? It evaporates. Gone. Samhogya. Kadamhogya. No more water. The pot gets hot. So the Yamuna is a body of water. So in the Viraha of Krishna, she burned in that Viraha Agni, or it says here Jwari, this is Bengali, Jwari. Viraha Agni, in that fire of separation from Krishna, Yamuna disappeared. There's no more Yamuna. Yamuna's disappeared and dried up. And now, but we see that there's water flowing there. And when the Yamuna was flowing there, she's called Kalindi, and she was dark blue in color. Kalindi means blue, blackish blue. Sham. And she was flowing because when she was bluish in color because she was full of Shamras. Shamras, that beautiful love in the gopis' hearts. When they would bathe in Yamuna, that beautiful, intense love they had for Shamasundar would darken all the waters blue. But now in separation from Sham, Sham Viraha, the Ras is also dried up in their hearts. Their hearts are on fire. The Ras is dried up, and then the Yamuna is burned up in her own separation. So there's no more Yamuna. But what is it saying here? It says, the waters of the Yamuna are now made of the tears of the gopis. So what you see flowing in Vrindavan, now that you've left Vrindavan and gone to live in Mathura, this is not the Yamuna, this is not the Kalindi, this is the flowing of the, this is a river of tears. This is a river of tears from the gopis. But then someone may conjecture, they may ask, but my dear friend, I see this river is also flowing like the Yamuna, and it's also the same color as the Yamuna. It's also dark blue, bluish black, like the Yamuna, Kalindi. So isn't this river still full of Shamras? And then the gopi says, no, this is not Shamras. Why is it bluish black in color? Because all the kajal, we say mascara, all the kajal, all the eyeliner from their eyes is washed off because of all their tears. That's why the water is bluish black. Ordinarily, tears are clear water. Everyone knows. But these tears are saturated with the kajal from the eye, from the swollen, crying eyes of the gopis. So the Yamuna, Govindadas is saying, that Yamuna you see flowing is simply the river of the tears of the gopis in separation from Krishna. And why is it black? Because it's full of their kajal. This is the condition of Vrindavan. Govindadas tells this sad story. Obviously, that the raga of that bhajan must be some vilap raga, some vilap lamentation or great, or viraha, some type of viraha rag, which I don't propose to know, but it's beautiful. Beautiful song. So this will deepen. So not only were the gopis experiencing Krishna's separation, but the birds. The birds, the cuckoos, the peacocks, the Yamuna, and Yashoda, and Nanda, and the coward boys, and the marketplaces. Everything was void. Shunyavadi. Yugayitam yameshena chakshusha pravishayitam shunyayitam jagatsarvam govinda virahiname govinda virahiname jagatsarvam shunyayitam. The whole jagat shunyayitam. What Govindadas is saying here, in separation from Govinda, Krishna, Govinda Virahina, in separation, the whole jagat, the whole Brajmandal became shunyavad, became empty. Shunya means empty, void, zero, nothing, ghost town, like a ghost town. They had this phrase in the Midwest in America. Sometimes some plague would come into some small town and everyone would die, or somehow they would all become poverty stricken and leave that village, and all the houses would be there. Just be houses everywhere, no one living there. People would relocate due to some plague or disease. And then people come in later, 10 years later, and they call it ghost town. There's all houses and shops and no people, but lots of ghosts, boots and prates living in there. So now we'll continue with the Srimad Bhagavatam, this chapter 39. We left off with verse 25 yesterday. So we'll start there. There's 29 verses in this Viraha Gita. Hopefully we can finish, because the last class will be on Monday. Monday? Monday. This Tuesday we go to Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Swami ki
jai.
Jagannath Puri is known as Viparlamba Kshetra. Viparlamba Kshetra, Viraha Kshetra. It's called Sri Viparlamba Kshetra, the place where Radharani, where Krishna experiences Radharani, Sri Radharani's intense separation from Krishna in the mood of, in the form of Lord Chaitanya. It's called Viparlamba Kshetra. And Vrindavan is called Sambhog Milan. Sambhog Milan Kshetra. Sambhog Milan Vrajabhumi. Sridham Vrindavan. This is where Radha and Krishna enjoy divine union and all their various pastimes. Text 25.
Adyadravam tatra drisho bhavishyate tisharhabo jandaka brishni sattvatam mahotsava shri ramanam guraspadam drakshyanti ye chadvani devaki sutam.
The gopis said,
When the dasharhas, bojas, andakas, brishnis, and sattvatas see the son of Devaki and Mathura, they will certainly enjoy a great festival for their eyes. As will all those who see Krishna traveling along the road to the city of Mathura. After all, Krishna is the darling of the goddess of fortune and the reservoir of all transcendental qualities.
It's interesting. It says the actual word that the gopis are using here is Devaki Sutam, because in the development of their mood and their feelings, as we've been hearing over these verses, they were, of course, rebuking Providence for creating this imminent separation, and then they were rebuking Akrura for doing it, or driving the chariot, and then they were speaking about the nature of Krishna, how he trapped them with his beauty, and then is running off to make new friendships, and then they said something about the how fortunate the ladies of Mathura, who were actually their competitors, their rivals, you could say, and they're feeling the pressure of that those rivals by saying, well, when Krishna goes to Mathura and meets those sophisticated city girls with their Madhu Manju Bhashita, they're very sweet and charming, delightful talks, which are not like our village talks, are rather rough, or our rough Braj Bhasha, our rough cowherd lady talks or cowherd girl talking. He'll be enchanted and he'll forget all about us. But now to take their mind off of that very painful subject of the rivals, the ladies, the Pura Yoshitam, as the verse said, the Pura Yoshitam, the ladies of Madhupura, Mathura. Then they changed their angle of vision to think about Vatsalyaras, about the elderly people, the elderly people and the other groups of people in Mathura who also see him. So that's why in Sanskrit, although our God brothers who translated this verse, they use the word Krishna, that when Krishna comes, But they don't even say Krishna, they just say him. The gopis, but actually the word the gopis are using is said Devaki Sutam. So Devaki Sutam, let me say Nanda Nandan or Devaki Nandan. So they're addressing him, they're addressing Krishna, they're saying Devaki Sutam. They're saying, oh, they've already given up on him. Before they would always call him Nanda Nandan or Yashoda Nandan. This, they would address him like this, Madhav or Priyatam, oh Priyatam, oh Priyatam, oh Damodar. Oh Nanda Nandan, oh Yashoda Nandan. And now they're saying Devaki Sutta. Oh, you're not from us. You're from Devaki, you're Devaki Sutam. You're the son of Devaki from Mathura. Or Devaki can also be the second name for Yashoda. But this is the name is given. And then they're listing all the groups of families that live in Mathurapura. These are different groups of families, the Brishnis, the Satvatas, these are different dynasties. So they'll enjoy a great festival, Mahotsav, Sri Ramanam, the darling of the goddess of fortune. Mahotsavam, Mahotsava Sri Ramanam. So this Utsav means festival, and Mahotsav means a great festival, Sri Ramanam. Ramana means the lover of Sri, but Sri Ramanam also means the lover of Radharani, because the original Sri, the Adi Sri, or the Adya Shakti, is Srimati Radharani. And Ramana means the lover, Ramanam, Radharaman, the Ramanam. So we can see how Prabhupada translates the same verse. In 1969, this translation by our God brothers was done in 1989. And 1969, 20 years before that, Prabhupada translated like this. This is verse 25. The gopis began to imagine the great functions in the city of Mathura. So here, the God brothers are taking a Mahotsav and saying that the Mahotsav that the Mathuravasis will experience, the Satvatas and Brishnis and Bhojas and Andakas, what is that Mahotsav? The Mahotsav is seeing the face of Krishna, right? They will see Devaki Sutta. That will be the festival. But now, see the difference. Prabhupada's saying, the gopis began to imagine the great functions. Great functions means Utsav, Mahotsav, in the city of Mathura. Krishna would pass through the streets, and the ladies and young girls of the city would see Krishna from the balconies of their respective houses. Mathura city contained different communities, known then as Darsharha, Bhoja, Andaka, and Satvata. All these communities were different branches of the same family in which Krishna appeared, namely the Yadu dynasty. They were all expecting the arrival of Krishna. So all of these family members, Kula, the dynasty of the Kula, they would have the mood of Vatsalya, like parental love, towards him. So the gopis are... It had already been ascertained that Krishna, who is the resting place of the goddess of fortune and the reservoir of all pleasure and transcendental qualities, was going to visit Mathura city. So, Prabhupada, this is his translation of that verse. It's quite detailed. Now we can hear a commentary by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Because it's not mentioned here. If there is one, maybe there isn't one. There's a short one, a brief commentary. It's not here, but it's here. And it's Sartadarshini. Chakravarti Thakur, he said, A Gopi said, today the people of Mathura will attain the bliss that the inhabitants of Braja had. There will be a festival for the eyes of the Darsharhas, Bhojas, and others, and all who see Krishna traveling on the road. So this is the gopis are imagining that the bliss that we had, that for us, because in other earlier parts of the Bhagavatam, it says when Krishna returns to the village of Vrindavan, it is a great festival for the eyes. It says the word in Sanskrit in the verse is Netrotsava. Netrotsava. Netra means eyes. And Utsava means festival. So when the gopis and the Brijvasis would see Krishna's face when he's returning from Gocharan, it's called Uttaragoshta, Uttaragoshta Lila, when he's returning from pasturing the cows, they would experience Netrotsava, a festival for the eyes. So now they're saying, well, the festival is moving now. It's like a circus. It comes to town and it goes to another town. And the circus show, you see it, then they pack up all the animals and acrobats and everything, and magicians and jugglers, and they go to the next town. So this Utsav, this Mahotsav, now the bliss that we once had, the great festival that we once experienced, that is going now. Krishna is now going to Mathura and leaving us behind. And this is text 26.
Maitad vidasya karunasya nama bhud akrura yetyeta dativa daruna yosava nashvasya sudukitam janam priyat priyam neshati paramadvana.
The gopis continue. He who is doing this merciless deed should not be called Akrura. Now the gopis are looking toward, they were glancing toward Mathura, the road from Nandagram to Mathura, a very straight road, and they were glancing there, and then they were thinking of the ladies over there, their rivals, and they were thinking of the Satvatas and Andakas and the other tribes and families and communities living there. And then they looked back again at the chariot, and they saw this Akrura is there. Oh, he who is doing this merciless deed should not be called Akrura. He is so extremely cruel that without even trying to console the sorrowful residents of Braj, he is taking away Krishna, who is more dear to us than life itself. So there, here, as I mentioned, this is one of the other names that the gopis are using for Krishna. Sometimes Damodara, Priya, or Priyatam. Here they're saying Priyam. Priyat Priyam. Priyat Priyam. The most dear, dear one, Krishna. Neshati. Param Advana. Beyond our sight. He's Akarunasya. He's such an unkind person. And he has the name Akrura, which means not cruel. But he's Ativa. He's Ativa. Ativa Dharana. He's so cruel. He's very, very cruel. He's nothing but cruel. And he's not even saying, I'm sorry, gopis. Please forgive me. I'll try my best. I'll bring him back as soon as possible. He's moan. He's not saying anything. Such a cruel person. No explanation why he's taking Krishna or where he's taking Krishna. Wouldn't you think that such an event would require some explanation? Can you imagine you're sitting in your living room with your wife and someone comes in who you've never seen before and grabs her by the hand and starts running out the door with her? You say, whoa, wait a minute. Excuse me, sir, may I ask you something? Who are you and what are you doing? Where are you going? Doesn't say anything, comes in and grabs your wife and runs out. It's like, and they didn't know who this person was either. They asked around, and Purnamasi or Yogamaya, some more learned person in the assembly said, oh, it's Akrura. So that's how they got the name. Otherwise, how do they know him? He's lived in Mathura his whole life. Gopis don't know who this is. Someone must have inquired from some senior person like Purnamasi and figured out who it was. So Prabhupada said, the gopis then began to condemn the activities of Akrura. They stated that he was taking Krishna, who is more dear than the dearest to them, and who was the pleasure of their eyes. Krishna was being taken from their sight without their being informed or solaced by Akrura. Akrura should not have been so merciless, but should have taken compassion on them. So this is Prabhupada's translation of this verse. It's quite, in other words, Akrura, you should take compassion on us. You should not be so merciless. You're taking away our Krishna. The Vishnath, he says, they don't have any purport here. Text 26, but Vishnath says, in this verse, the gopis curse Akrura. Gopi said, it is not proper that such a person as this has the name Akrura, which means not cruel, because he is extremely cruel, Ativa Dharana. His name should be Krura. He has not consoled even one of the Brijbasis who are suffering on the brink of death. He's not even said, I will bring Krishna back and present him once again to you. This Akrura will accrue the sin of murdering the people of Braj. He is taking Krishna, who is more dear than our life, to a faraway place where we cannot go. So we continue there tomorrow with this rather heart-rending scene. Gopis are all worked up again now. And they're going to, tomorrow they're going to give Krishna a little bit of sauce also. Now it's his turn again. Some comment?
Isn't there an explanation by one Acharya?
Well, that's in later in Dwarka Lila when Akrura is involved with the Shamantaka Jewel affair. But Akrura had to leave Dwarka. And the Acharya is commenting on that. Why was he separated from Krishna's association? It said because he made an Vaishnava aparad to the Brijbasis. This is some of the commentaries who are saying that. He offended them by not even explaining his behavior. Because aparad, what does aparad mean? Rad means satisfaction. R-A-D-H, rad means satisfaction, pleasure, and up means against. So obviously what his actions, his behavior, if with your physical behavior or with your mentality or your thoughts or with your words, manokaya or vakya, if you dissatisfy someone, if you dissatisfy a Vaishnava or displease them, that's called aparad. To give them displeasure, to offend, we say offend them, that literally means to make them unhappy, to displease them or dissatisfy them. So certainly the Brijbasis are very dissatisfied. That's what they're saying. You're not even consoling one of us. Okay, don't speak to us. Maybe you don't want to speak to us gopis. You think we're too beneath you or something. At least speak to Yashoda. Console Yashoda or Nanda or Rohini or Upananda or Abhinandan or someone. But you're just nothing. You're sitting on the chariot. Nothing. What is this? So that's a fact. You're correct about that. Yes. Prabhupada's not saying Dasyava. Who's saying that? Where is he saying that? Prabhupada is teaching that every jiva has an eternal relationship with Krishna. It's called Stahibhav. A fixed eternal relationship with Krishna. And that may be in Madhurya or Sakya or Vatsalya. Dasya is there everywhere. But the specific relationship, because Prabhupada, he has come to teach this Braj Bhav. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to teach Braj Bhakti. Prabhupada installed Radha and Krishna all around the world. And he's Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. So we are worshippers of Radha Madhava. So generally, it's generally told by our acharyas that most jivas that are attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Gaudiya Vaishnava movement, their Stai Bhav is in Madhurya Bhav. Prabhupada is in Madhurya Bhav. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is in Madhurya Bhav. Bhaktivinoda Thakura is in Madhurya Bhav. Gaurakishore is in Madhurya Bhav. Rupa and Sanatana Six Goswami is in Madhurya Bhav. Vishnu is in Madhurya Bhav. So all of our acharyas are Madhurya Bhav. Dasya Bhav, do you think Dasya Bhav is not a Madhurya Bhav? Madhurya Bhav has Vatsalya in it. It has Sakya in it. It has Dasya, Ashanta, everything is there. Just like the earth, the analogy is the earth. The earth has taste and form and smell, everything. All five qualities are there. But in fire, you don't have smell. You have form or whatever. So each element has less qualities, and earth has everything. So Madhurya, as a Prabhupada is not teaching Dasya Bhav. I never read anywhere where Prabhupada says, I am teaching Dasya Bhav. Has anyone read? Has anyone read Prabhupada's books? Yes or no?
Yes?
Yes. Is anywhere Prabhupada saying, I am teaching Dasya Bhav?
No.
He said Prabhupada is teaching Dasya Bhav. Yeah.
Prabhuji, like Mathura is 10 kilometers away from Vrindavan. So like...
And we're not... This is... Distance is not by geography. It's by Bhav.
Okay.
Mathura is Aishwarya Bhav with some Madhurya. Vrindavan is... It's called Shuddha Madhurya. It's called Vishuddha Madhurya Prem. Kevala Madhurya Prem. This is Kevala Madhurya Prem. Vrindavan is not a geographic area. Vrindavan is consciousness. Vrindavan is unlimited. It's unlimited. It's not geographic. When the whole material world is destroyed, Mathura is not destroyed. I mean, Braj Mandal is not destroyed, which includes Mathura. But as far as gopis going there, it is 800 million miles away in terms of Bhav. Just like the gopis were in Kurukshetra and they met Krishna there, but they could not experience Krishna because Udipan, the setting, the Vrindavan was not there, and Krishna was showing a different feature of himself, Dwarkadish. So they have no access there. There Krishna is Murlidhar, not Dwarkadish. So the Krishna in Mathura is Mathuradish. Dwarkadish, Mathuradish. And there Krishna is Vrindavannath, Radhanath, Gopinath. It was a different Krishna. Different Krishna means a different Bhav. So there's a wall, they can't go there. Vrindavanam Prityaja Padamekam Nagachati. The gopis never take a step out of Vrindavan, and Krishna never takes a step out of Vrindavan. When he goes to Mathura, that's expanded form. That's in the story of Akura. They stop at the Yamuna at Akura Ghat. Then the original Krishna Balaram get off the chariot and go back to Nandagram. And Ananta Shay Shankarshan and Vasudev Krishna, they get on the chariot and go to Mathura. That's in the Bhagavatam. So Krishna goes, but the gopis don't go. But they're not even in expanded form. Although even that's explained in Sanat Kumara Samhita that the gopis also have expanded forms. It's called Samyogini Radha, Vyogini Radha, and Vrishabhanu Sutta. Radha, or Kirtida Sutta Radha. That's another discussion. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki.
Yeah.